Delvin Duck Hodges threw for 212 yards with a touchdown and an interception. His second career start as Pittsburgh knocked off Cleveland 20-13. Rookie Benny Snell ran for 63 yards in his first NFL touchdown to help the 7-5 Steelers win their first meeting with Cleveland since their game-ending brawl on November the 14th. And Jared Goff threw for 424 yards and 2 touchdowns as the Rams hammered the Cardinals 34-7 to prop up their NFC playoff hopes. Robert Woods had 13 receptions for 172 yards to help Los Angeles improve to 7-5. And the Bengals finally picked up their first win of the season as Andy Dalton threw for 243 yards and a touchdown in his return to the lineup to lead a 22-6 victory over the New York Jets. Elsewhere in the NFL Sunday, Houston knocked off New England 28-22. It was Miami over Philadelphia 37-31. Cincinnati topped the Jets 22-6. Tennessee beat Indianapolis 31-17. It was Pittsburgh over Cleveland 20-13. Washington downed Carolina 29-21. Green Bay beat the Giants 31-13. Baltimore edged San Francisco 20-17. Tampa Bay beat Jacksonville 28-11. Rams routed Arizona 34-7. Kansas City blew out Oakland again 40-9. And Denver knocked off the Chargers 23-20. Alabama has dropped to number 9 in the AP College Football Poll, snapping the Crimson Tide's record streak of 68 appearances in the top 5. Now, the Crimson Tide lost to Auburn in a wild Iron Bowl on Saturday to give it 2 regular season losses for the first time since 2010. The 4-spot drop by Alabama broke a string of top 5 appearances that began November 8th of 2015. The top 4 teams in the AP Top 25 are unchanged, with LSU at number 1, followed by Ohio State, Clemson, and Georgia. Utah moved up to number 5, followed by Oklahoma, Florida, Baylor, the Crimson Tide, and Wisconsin. Penn State's in at number 12 this week. Minnesota drops to number 15. Michigan falls to number 17. Iowa edges up 1 spot to number 18. Others receiving votes: Oklahoma State, Kansas State, and Iowa State. Greg Schiano is returning to Rutgers. Athletic Director Pat Hobbs announced Sunday that the university and Schiano reached a contract agreement a week after talks to bring back the 53-year-old former coach fell apart. The contract still must be approved by the school's Board of Governors. It is scheduled to meet Tuesday to discuss the hiring. Top 25 college basketball scoreboard from yesterday. It was number 14 Arizona beating Wake Forest 73-66. Fifth-ranked Maryland downed Marquette 84-63. And number 22 Villanova topped LaSalle 83-72. NBA scoreboard from Sunday: Miami beat Brooklyn 109-106. Memphis knocked off Minnesota 115-107. Boston downed New York 113-104. It was Dallas over the Lakers 114-100. Detroit routed San Antonio 132-98. Oklahoma City knocked off New Orleans 107-104. Orlando topped Golden State 100-96. And Toronto routed Utah 130-110. Two local basketball games going on tonight. The Audubon Wheelers will host South Central Calhoun. I'll have that doubleheader for you tonight on Kick 106.7, with the girls' broadcast beginning at about 5:55 tonight. And the Kemper girls are on the road tonight. They travel over to Gilbert. That varsity match and varsity game should get underway at around 7:15. That is a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.